The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
On October 27th of 2025, someone walking through a wooded area in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, found a body. A young woman, 24-year-old Erica Bader. And investigators determined almost immediately that she hadn't died there. Her body had been moved, dumped, left in the trees, like garbage. The trail led back to a small apartment in Central Falls, Rhode Island's smallest city, about a square mile of densely packed housing just north of Providence. And what police found there and who they found living there would result in 8 arrests, 5 people now face murder charges. All 8 face kidnapping and conspiracy charges. And according to Erica's family, the people who allegedly killed her were strangers to her when she moved in just months earlier. Her stepmother, Crystal Smith, put it bluntly to reporters, "They're just some random people. They were like total strangers to her." So how does a 24-year-old woman end up living with strangers who allegedly hold her captive, abuse her, and ultimately kill her? That's the question at the center of this case. And the answer, as much as we have one right now, says a lot about what happens when someone falls through every crack in the system we pretend exists to catch them. Erica Bader had been homeless on and off since childhood. Her aunt told the Boston Globe that Erica experienced homelessness as a kid and again as an adult as recently as 2 years before her death. A lot of people have done multiple things to her while she was being homeless, her aunt said. People took her in. She wouldn't stay there long. That's a polite way of describing what we all know happens to vulnerable people without stable housing. They become targets. They become dependent on whoever offers them a roof. And sometimes the people offering that roof aren't doing it out of kindness. According to her stepmother, Erica was homeless when she moved into the apartment at 382 Central Street in Central Falls. She had no other place to go. Crystal Smith told reporters Erica wasn't a street girl, meaning she couldn't survive out there, didn't have the hardness for it. So she took what was available, a room with strangers in a crowded apartment. And within a week of moving in, according to an ex-boyfriend who spoke to local news, Erica texted him asking for help. "Can you help me?" Just like that, a week in, and she already knew something was wrong. He tried to reach her. They got on a video call at some point, and he said he could tell something was off. The situation was confusing. That's the word he used, confusing. By March of 25, a friend of Erica's saw bruises on her face during a video call. She reported that she saw to police, and she says she never got a call back. On April 6th, Central Falls police received two separate calls requesting a welfare check on Erica Bader. One of those calls came from a family member. Officers went to the address. They couldn't locate her. According to the department, they advised the family to come to the station and file a missing persons report. That report was never filed. Now, I want to stop here for a second because this is going to come up again. The police say they did a welfare check. They couldn't find her and told the family to file a report. The family says they were trying to get help and were told to handle it themselves. There's a gap here, a gap between what the system says it did and what the people asking for help experienced. We're going to come back to that. 6 months pass, no report, no follow-up, no Erica. And then on October 27th, her body turns up in the woods. Pawtucket police contact Central Falls because it's unclear, or it's clear, rather, the body was moved from somewhere else. The investigation leads them to that apartment on Central Street. Six people are all arrested initially and charged with failure to report a death. One of them, Brittany Turnping, 34, who was Erica's roommate, is also charged with domestic felony assault. A week later, the Rhode Island SPCA removes 44 cats and four puppies from the apartment. The president of RESPCA described the scene as horrendous, feces everywhere. The animals hadn't been fed in days. They were timid, skittish, clearly neglected. But the moment someone opened a can of cat food, they came running. And here's the detail that stopped me cold. In the middle of this filth, this chaos, there were children's books. A little bicycle. We don't know whose kids lived there or where they are now, but someone's children were in that apartment. Central Falls police say they'd been called to that address between 25 and 30 times over the past 2 years. I see that's done a whole bunch of good. They're quick to point out that not all of those calls were necessarily connected to Erica's apartment. Fine, but 25 to 30 calls to one address in 2 years, that's not a building where everything's fine. That's a building that keeps generating problems. And every one of those suspects, according to police, they're all known to law enforcement. Surprise, surprise. So we have a house full of people with apparent histories, a location that police visited dozens of times, a young woman who moved in homeless and was texting for help within a week, a friend who saw bruises and reported it, a family member who called a welfare check, and somehow Erica Bader still ended up dead in the woods 6 months later. Let's talk about the suspect, shall we? Five people, all charged with murder, kidnapping, and conspiracy. Andrew Cornell, 28, Joshua Bernal, 35, Elizabeth Denard, 41, Stephanie Bletzer, 37, and Brittany Turnping, 34, the roommate. All five are being held without bail. They appeared in court on November 25th and are scheduled back. Three others are charged with kidnapping, conspiracy, and failure to report a death. Christopher Cornell Whiskey, I'm probably saying that wrong, who's 22, Joanne Miller, 26, and Cheryl Blakely, 36. These three were granted $30,000 surety bail each. Their next court date is in February. None of the eight earned a plea at arraignment, which is standard for felony cases at the district court level in Rhode Island. Now, here's where the family is, what the family is saying happened. And I want to be clear, these are allegations. Police have not confirmed most of this, but according to Erica's relatives, they believe she was physically abused regularly while living in that apartment. Her stepmother says Erica tried to run away at least once, didn't get far. According to Crystal Smith, they dragged her in, pulled her in that house, and held her hostage, basically. Erica's aunt, Jane Richmond, told the Boston Globe that Erica was attacked, essayed, and that her body was mutilated again. Police have not confirmed this. They haven't released cause of death, manner of death, or autopsy results, but the family is saying it publicly, repeatedly, and no one from law enforcement has contradicted them as of yet. The family also says Erica was pregnant at the time of her death. Her aunt Stephanie Bender told reporters they killed her while she was pregnant. We didn't know she was pregnant at first until we found out, Crystal Smith added. They killed her and the baby, and they should be ashamed of themselves for what they've done. If that's true, and again, we're waiting on official confirmation, then this isn't just a murder. That's two lives. So what do we actually know? We know Erica Vader was found dead in the woods on October 27th. We know her body had been moved from the Central Street apartment. We know eight people who lived in or around that apartment are now facing serious charges. We know the investigation involves Central Falls PD, Pawtucket PD, the Rhode Island Attorney General's Office, and the State Medical Examiner. And we know that five of those eight people are sitting in jail right now, held without bail, on murder charges. What we don't know is almost everything else. How did Erica die? When exactly did she die? What happened in the apartment between April and October? Why didn't anyone report her missing? Why didn't the welfare check in April lead to anything? And what, if anything, could have been done differently? Let me be careful here because I don't want to turn this into a referendum on the Central Falls Police Department. They've been responsive to press inquiries. They've upgraded charges as the investigation developed. They coordinated with multiple agencies, and that's how it's supposed to work. But there are questions that need answers. When police showed up for that April welfare check and couldn't locate Erica, what did that actually look like? Did they knock on the door? Did they go inside? Did they talk to the people living there? The same people now charged with their murder. Did anyone say, she's not here? And that was the end of it? I don't know. Because if eight people are living in an apartment and police show up asking about one of them and the answer is she's not here amongst the 44 cats, and then 6 months later she turns up dead and all eight of those people get arrested, something went wrong somewhere. And then there's the missing persons report that never got filed. The police say they advised the family to file one. The family, from what I can tell, feels like they were asking for help and got handed paperwork instead. I don't know whose version is more accurate. But I do know that if someone calls 911 and says, I'm worried about a family member who's living with strangers and asking for help, the system's response shouldn't be, come down to the station and fill out a form. But, you have to follow through. And if filling out a form is how it works, it's how it works. But again, a lot of people get reported missing every single day, and most of them show up, and none of this ever takes place. So you can't expect the operator at the end of that phone call to be psychic and know exactly what's happening in your said situation. If you genuinely give a shit about the person that is missing and they're telling you to fill out a missing persons form, go fill out the fucking form. If that's a bridge too far, then you probably don't really give a shit. Sorry if that's what's happened. We don't know. It's not protection, though. This is procedure here. And sometimes procedure is what people hide behind when they don't want to do the harder thing. Who failed? Both? One? The other? I don't know. Central Falls Mayor Marissa Riviera released a statement after the arrest. What happened to Erica is absolutely heartbreaking and horrific. My deepest condolences go to her family, her friends, and everyone who loved her. No family should have ever experienced this kind of pain or heartbreak. She also said the police department had been working tirelessly on the case and would continue working with the Attorney General's office as the prosecution moves forward. Fine. That's the official line, and I'm sure it's sincere, but working tirelessly after someone's dead isn't the same as preventing the death in the first place. And I don't know if the death was preventable. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe Erica was doomed the moment she walked into that apartment, and nothing anyone did or didn't do would have changed that. But I don't know that I believe that. I don't believe the systems are powerless. I believe systems make choices, and sometimes those choices have consequences, but so do people, so do victims. They don't show up months later when someone finds a body in the woods. Systems shouldn't, but unfortunately, they do, because that's how our systems are designed to work. Erica Bader's family held a vigil outside the Central Falls Police Station on November 1st. They carried a sign that said, Justice for Erica. If only people gave a shit before she died. Her friend spoke about how she was the light of everyone's eyes, how she didn't deserve what happened to her, how she was kind and loving and full of life. And great. I think that's wonderful that you all feel this way. But again, she was alive and looks like was struggling horribly for a very long time. Making poor decisions, making decisions out of necessity, making life choices that clearly did not work out well. If everybody cared about this woman, and we hear this in so many damn cases, how wonderful they are, how this, how that. Then you're like hearing about their life before they died. And it's like, well, the world sure didn't seem to give a shit about you then. And how sad that is. But now suddenly everyone cares. I don't know. It seems hollow to me. And I'm sure there's plenty of people who are genuinely grieving and genuinely care and genuinely feel, my God, this was a wonderful woman. I'm not discounting that. Where the hell was everybody when she was alive? Her stepmother, Crystal Smith, told reporters, I'm doing whatever I can to make sure that justice is served for what they've done to her. I will not rest until I find out tomorrow, or find out more, rather. And then when the murder charges came down on November 25th, Smith was outside the courthouse again. I'm glad justice is served again, that they've been brought forward, all eight of them. She said, I'm glad they're at where they're at, and I hope they stay there. Erica's father, Mike Dion, stood next to her. He didn't say much, just this. We just want justice and hope she rests in peace. That's all I can say right now. She probably wanted a family that would help protect her, too, while alive. Just saying. Crystal Smith also said something else, something that's harder to shake. She said she still feels Erica in her dreams, that she thinks about her every day. I know she's with us, Smith said, but I still can't believe that it's true, that it's real. I really can't. There's no need ending to this story. The suspects haven't gone to trial. We don't have an autopsy report. We don't know exactly what happened in that apartment or when. We don't know if Erica was really pregnant or if the allegations of SA and mutilation will be confirmed. And who knows? Maybe that family was there trying to help her. I don't know the answer to that question. And maybe she chose not to take that help, and she chose living in the apartment with eight people and 44 cats and three dogs and thought that was a better idea. I don't know. When someone's struggling that bad and they think that's a good decision, you got to help them. And again, maybe they did. She was an adult. She could have turned it down. You can't force someone into making good choices or taking what you're offering if it's a better option than what they're choosing. It's still up to them. We just don't know. There's a lot of unknowns here. We don't know if what the next court date will reveal or whether any of these defendants will cooperate or turn on each other. We do know is that a 24-year-old woman who had already survived homelessness, who had already been failed by the people and systems that were supposed to help her, ended up in a place where she couldn't get out. She asked for help, her family asked for help, and somehow none of it was enough. Erica Bader was found in the woods on October 27th, 2025. She was 24 years old. She deserved better than the life she got. And she damn sure deserved better than the death. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, just find us. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and you will come across our page. Love to get your insight and feedback on this case. Be sure to press subscribe while you are there. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, you don't mind, please take a quick second. Go to our page there and give us a review. We would love that. Greatly appreciate your feedback on the program. We work really hard here every single day to put out these stories for you and cover them and bring them to you in ways that are easy to digest and understand and make sense of this crazy world that we are living in. So a few nice words there on Apple Podcasts in the review section greatly, greatly appreciated. Thank you for that in advance. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. So it's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 daily double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 daily double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.